Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Hey guys, welcome to episode number 51. Which I've titled The Double Portion Mantle Era Has Begun. One theme that emerged in the prophetic for 2024 was that of open doors. Four is the value of the Hebrew letter dalet, and dalet means door. Dalet can also mean gate or to lift up. Another theme that emerged was that of Psalm 24, the King of Glory riding in. So very interestingly, Psalm 24 verses 7 and 9 encompass all those meanings. Psalm 24:7 in the NIV reads, "Lift up your heads, you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in." In late January, I heard the Lord say, "The double portion mantle era has begun." It is my belief that the themes of open doors and the entrance of the King of Glory are connected to the beginning of the double portion mantle era, that it is one of the things that the King of Glory is ushering in. Well, let me share some background. It's going to give you the foundation for why I feel like this is where the Lord is going. I believe Montana is a prophetic representation of the mountain of the Lord. Out of Isaiah 2 and Micah 4, where we read that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on top of the mountains, and all nations shall flow to it. That's read from the New King James Version, Isaiah 2, verse 2. Now, I'm referring, of course, to the seven mountains, which are the areas or spheres of cultural influence. John Hamill is the first one who prophesied this to my husband and I in 2016, when the Hamels did their Glory Train tour. But since then, it's been confirmed a number of times. Montana comes from the Spanish word for mountain, which has roots in the Latin root word for mountainous. Just over a year ago, I realized the ranch that we bought is located about 17 miles from the gates of the mountains, as named by Lewis and Clark. Now, if you're not familiar with this landmark, the Gates of the Mountains is located 20 miles north of Helena, Montana. In 1805, the Lewis and Clark expedition was toiling to move upstream on the Missouri River. Rock embankments made towing the boats from shore impossible, and the channel was too deep to pull, so they were rowing. Suddenly, limestone cliffs towered above them at heights of 1,200 feet. At each bend in the waterway, the stone walls seemed to block passage, only to open like gentle giants as they drew closer, so that they could pass through. In his journal, Meriwether Lewis wrote, "I shall call this place Gates of the Mountains." On the morning the moving trucks were due to arrive to load up all the furniture and boxes to make the trek up and over the Continental Divide to our new ranch, this was somewhat over a year ago, a dear prophetic friend named Kingsley Walker sent my husband and I a very encouraging and powerful word. He prophesied to us that the day of our move, which was March 15th, 2023, was a defining day both for our family and for the state of Montana. He wrote, "You are heading into the gates to fling them wide open so that the King of Glory can ride in." Now, you can read that article titled Get Ready, the King of Glory is Riding In on our website. And you can find that at www.starfireinternational.com. About a month later after that, Ann Tate of Glory of Zion prophesied over me. And in part, she said there was a new governmental anointing and a new mantle coming on me, that my husband and I would begin to make decrees, that we would stand in the gate and say, "This comes in and this goes out." So friends, I prophesy to you, literally from the place of the gates of the mountains, that the double portion mantle era is coming in. Amen. Hallelujah. The double portion mantle or anointing, you might already know this, arises from 2 Kings 2. When Elijah asked for a double portion of Elijah's spirit before Elijah was taken up into heaven. Now, the idea that the terms mantle and anointing are interchangeable originates from when Elijah was instructed to massage. This is the Hebrew Strong's Concordance number 4886, which means to anoint, smear, or consecrate. He was to anoint Elisha in his place. Instead of anointing Elisha with oil, though, Elijah threw his prophet's coat or mantle on him. So this is where the symbolism of the mantle representing the anointing comes from. And you can look those verses up in 1 Kings 19, 16, and 19. A study of the Hebrew word massage and its closest New Testament equivalent, creo, which is Strong's 5548, if you'd like to look that up, and their usage reveals that the anointing confers the heavy, weighty glory of God, and it is meant to be regarded as an act of enablement. Thus, the anointing includes the authorization and ability or authority to move and function not in your own strength, but in God's. It makes us receivers of God's creative energy and ability so that we can accomplish what He has purposed for us. It is the release of the Holy Spirit in and through us. How cool is that, right? Now, there was a testing before Elisha received what he had asked for. First, he had to serve Elijah for an unspecified time. You can find that in 1 Kings 19, 21 and 2 Kings 3, 11. And second, in that Elijah instructed him to stay behind 3 times and not to accompany him to the River Jordan. Now, Elijah was not trying to get rid of Elisha. He was trying to help him grow up into his destiny. He wanted him to endure, to want the anointing more than anything else. Elisha had to actually see Elijah taken up to heaven before he could pick up the mantle. Now, this would indicate careful, continuous alignment with his spiritual father up until the very end. So you can reference 2 Kings 2:12 for that. Mantle transfer is not automatic and never easy. I feel like the Lord has shown me that there are many who have been waiting for years for the manifestation of a mantle they believe has been passed to them generationally or from a prophetic or spiritual mentor. My own personal prophetic mentor and spiritual mother passed away in late 2017, but it was not until almost 6 years later, in late July of 2023, that I heard the Lord say this: "Today marks the picking up of the mantle," meaning the actual stage of wearing and operating in it. That my mentor's death marked the beginning of the waiting period. Now, I had heard him refer to that several nights earlier. He continued to say that it was a trial period, a testing period, to see if I was worthy to wear it. Thankfully, I heard him say that I was. Then he said to me, "The baton has been passed. It is time to run." I sense this word is for many others in the body of Christ before me. So as you're listening today, if you recognize yourself in this word of testing and waiting to pick up the mantle, I say to you, get ready to run. Wow. It was great confirmation for me to listen to Bishop Bill Hammond's 2024 Word of the Lord. Of course, he's from Christian International, the founder of that. In Bishop's Word for the Year, he described how the Lord showed him that for the last 6 years, since 2018, there has been a process of testing the saints to see who was ready for what he was going to start doing in 2024. Those who passed this testing, much like Job passed his testing, would go to a whole new level of experiencing the blessings, miracles, signs, and wonders that will begin taking place in 2024. So this was all in his word for the year. Like Job, I feel like those who are passing their period of testing can also expect to see the Lord restore what the enemy, meaning Satan, has taken from them. And those who are ready to pick up the double portion mantle will receive twice the anointing, even as Job had twice as much restored to him. Job 42:10 is the reference for that. I heard the Lord say he was preparing to first restore and then launch his faithful ones. I don't think we really understand what's coming, personally. It will be a whole new day, a whole new level than anything we've ever experienced. The Lord showed me that Ephesians is the wheel that turns the anointing. Ephesians speaks much about the riches of our inheritance in Christ. In Ephesians 1:18, Paul prays for the saints that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened and that they would know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of inheritance in the saints. You can read that in 1:18, New King James Version for that. Quote, manifesting the double portion mantle requires first receiving the call. A calling could be described as an invitation or a divine call. When applied to the double portion anointing, I see that receiving the call is similar to when Elisha received Elijah's mantle the first time. It spoke of potential, right? Or the promise of what was possible. Then, when Elisha endured and later picked up the mantle, it spoke of power, of tapping into the riches of the glory of divine inheritance in order to begin to run. So scriptures would be 1 Kings 19:19 and 2 Kings 2 verses 13 and 14. In dreams, I have seen those who have endured to pick up the mantle as being able to call down the immediate, tangible, even visible presence and power of God. This is not to be taken lightly, and there is a reason there has been a testing period. Those who pick up the double portion mantle in this new era will be entrusted with an unprecedented new level of power and prophetic authority. Let me close by reading Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21 in the New King James Version. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Well, I pray that if you are listening and this message has touched your heart and you believe it is for you, then grab a hold. I pray it over your life right now. Lord, let it be done. Let it be done as you have shown me and as you have spoken. Let it be indeed that the double portion mantle era has begun. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for listening to Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our show and also please rate and review it on iTunes because your positive review helps us reach more people with our message. And please visit our website at www.starfireinternational.com. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter there, and you can also donate, read our latest articles, and keep up to date with us on all of our social media sites there. Bless you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.